We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Beis. A new sugya. The Mishnah says like this: Ha'imer ish ploini b'ni b'chor lo yitol pishnayim. Someone says, this person who is my son, who is a b'chor, should not take pishnayim. Or ish ploini b'ni lo yiresh im echav. Or he says, this person, my son, should not get Yerusha with the other brothers. So the Mishnah starts over two halachas. We know there's halacha of pishnayim pavachar. We know there's a halacha of Yerusha. And this fellow says that my son Bachar is not getting pishnayim. And he says that my son is not getting Yerusha with the other brothers. Because that's masna mashakos v'tayra. You can't change a din and a tara. The tara is din Yerusha, the tara is din pishnayim, has double for the Bachar. You can't change that halacha. Right, so Rechen and Breika holds. Tanakama argues Rechen and Breika. We'll see Clara in the Mishnah a little further on that he argues on that. That's a Rechen and Breika. Rechen and Breika holds if one of them is a Yerush, you can give all that stuff to one Yerush of a Taurus Yerusha. This is not going like a Rechen and Breika. Like even here already, Rashi speaks out, Rashi Bam speaks out. Ve'ein yachol l'salkam Yerushazu, elai deshitim l'shmatana, kol nechas sharbonai. It's the only way you can do it, is l'shmatana. Oy, shiyoymer sharbonai yirshu kol nechas, if you're Rechem Abreika. It's the only way you get away with that if you're Rechem Abreika. But we'll see later on in the same Mishnah here that we're not going Rechem Abreika, because it says like this: Hamachalik nechas of apiv, if you give away your nechasim, which means b'derech matana, apiv, ribal echad, give one brother more, and b'yitashul achar, the other one give a little less. And you made the Bechor equal, he didn't get Pishnaim. Dvarav Kayam, it works. But if you use Lost Yerusha, Loy Amaklum does not work. Loy Amaklum, it doesn't work. Again, here, the Rashbam speaks that Klar, do the Loik of Yechon Mabraika. Domla Kamam Mastisim, and Amar Misha Royal Yarsha, Dvarav Kayam. He said, this Mishnah, Hach Mishnah Drabanani, this Mishnah is the Drabanan who holds. So there, you could have said that if you gave all the Yechosim to one brother, it doesn't work. But he says even bigger chiddush. Even if I just do miyat and riba, a little less to this, and more than that, still doesn't work. He argues with Rechem Breika Lagamri that you can't change the parameters of the Yerusha at all. If you wrote a shtar or a lashon or a tzava, that this is the way it is, if you put in the word matana anywhere in that shtar, so it works, even if you put in lashon Yerusha as well, but lashon matana could change that and say that the more to this brother, less to that brother, that you could do, and that's not called Masda Masha Kosta
B'Tayim. And you don't say it's first Lashon
Echon? No, because it's all, he's saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing, this guy's getting more, he's getting less.
No, you're saying Matana, you're saying...
Yeah, but that, right, that's not a Shaila, because Yerusha and Matana are interchangeable, you have to use Lashon Matana, they're not working with the Torah's Yerusha, and therefore, it would work. Zogt Gemara, Lema Mastisim Deloik Rav Yehuda. Lema Zogin, that maybe our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Because our Mishnah says that if I change the Yerusha, it's Masna Masha Kosa V'Tayra. Now we know that Rav Yehuda holds, we'll see in a second, that Dover Shiva Mamoin, Tanai Kayam, anything that's money, you could, it works. Lema Zogin, Rav Yehuda, Omar, V'Dover Shiva Mamoin, Tanai Kayam, he says that V'Dover Shiva Mamoin, a Tanai works even connected the Halachas of the Tayra, Tanai to the Brisa. We know there's a chi of Pashas Medaraisa that a husband is responsible for his wife, for She'er, that's Mazoin, Ksus is clothing, and Oino is Tashvish, that this is a Sri Chiyuvim, he has a Sri Chiyuvim. But he says he wants to get married without responsibilities. He says, Ria Mekadashas Li, Amanash, Einlecha Alai, She'er Ksus Voino, Harezu Mekadashas. The law is, it's Mekadash, V'tanai Bottle, and V'tanai means nothing to Ramei. Because he's once he's making a kedushin, he's going to Torah's kedushin. This is the Torah's kedushin. You can't change the Torah's way of doing kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, but Dovah Shal Mama in Tanai Kayim. Yehuda says that depends. The sharing ksus that it's Dovah Shal Mama and that's Kayim. Of Oynest Hashmish, that's Mitzvah. But Tzara Degufi, that's not Tanai Kayim. But what do you see, Lemaisa? That Mama is Kayim. So over here, why can it work? Why can the Tanai Yerusha work? Must be that Mishnah is Rameya. What's wrong with that? So Rashbam speaks out in the first wide line, the end of the first wide line. Vanan kaimelon Ramei Rav Yehuda, Alach Rav Yehuda. We paskin when the machlokes Ramei Rav Yehuda, paskin Rav Yehuda. So how can we say that our mission is not like Rav Yehuda? We usually paskin like Rav Yehuda. So my answer is a filled time Rav Yehuda. It's not a dimin. Hashem yod v'kamachla by the kedushin. She knows. She hears the tanai and she's meichel. Ha'achal loy kamachal. Here, the son is not meichel. He's not being meichel because he doesn't want to get involved in as far as Yerusha. But there's no mechila over here. By kedushin, like the Rashbam explains, that she wants to get mekudesha so much, she agrees that b'hanoah that she's getting mekudesha, she's getting married, she's meichel those things. Mashenkin over here, the Rashbam says, obviously shasak haben inzu mechila the inner roitz lahachesav. It doesn't make his father angry, and therefore we don't have a mechila here. So here it won't be kaim. Here it won't be kaim, and it's changing what the Torah is saying. I is saying mechila is no mechila. There's no mechila here.
Is that a case of
mechila? Yeah. That's what it sounds like, right? Around 7 who holds. The case of mechila works. What's the lumdus of that? The lumdus of that is that avada there's a chiyah, but I'm being mechila. It's a kilo es kavati. So yeah, you know, it's kilo es kavati, but I'm mechila. But here's no mechila.
Well, I couldn't say it's like she herself was saying that lashon. She would say that lashon would help.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're saying that we are saying that she's mechila here. But here, by Yerusha, there's no mechila. There's no mechila. Yeah. So Ad Kan, the shayla of Master Kosh, Master Master Kosh of Torah. Now the Gemara is going to go into a shayla of Nemonis. The halach is that a father is Nemon to say which one of his sons are a Bechar. We'll see on Daf Kuf Chazayin Abayz, there's actually a Machlaikis. If one of the other sons is Muchzik to be the Bechar, and the father wants to change it, is he believed? And that's the Machlaikis of Huda and the Rabbanon, from Lashon of Yakir. But everyone agrees Yakir teaches us that if we don't know which one is the Bechar, the father has an Amonis, which son is the Bechar. That's Pashut. That's Pashut to have an Amonis. And Rav Yosef doesn't talk about that in Amonis. Omar Rav Yosef. Omar ish ploini b'ni v'chayrihu. If someone says, Ruvain, my son, is my Bechar, the halacha is, he takes Pishnayim, not the Pishnayim. He's believed. If he just says, ish ploini b'charhu, he does not say, it's b'chayri, so ain't not the Pishnayim. He always said, oh, he's a Bechar. He didn't say that he's my Bechar. Ain't not the Pishnayim. Why? Dilma b'chra de'ima. Ka'amar. Maybe it means he's the oldest of the mother. He's the firstborn mother, which has nafkaminas. I think what's nafkaminas? Has big nafkaminas. You know what? Gabi pidin aben. So it's very negay saying that child is a bechar, but he didn't say bechari who. Even if he says the word, it sounds like Rashbam, even if he says the word bani, but he doesn't say bechari, so then we assume that it means that it's the mother's bechar. And therefore, and the response speaks out, Vilum tafas bafkinimene, the Lakarinim bay yakir lachem, the katim safik, we still have a suffix, and even if it's tafas, we don't give, it's still a suffix, it's suffix before he was typhus, and therefore you don't give him pishnayim, because maybe it's the Bechar of the mother?
Why would he be saying that it's Bechar of the mother?
Oh, excellent question, so I spoke out, because of Pidin Aben, still the game, Pidin Aben, that's what he's saying. He's still the game, he's a Bechar. It's the Bechar, because Pidin HaBen, there's still a Pidin HaBen, even if it's Bechar the Ime, not Bechar, that's the response speaks out. It has different nafkaminas, la halacha, the Gabi Pidin HaBen. So who does the Rabbi Rachano? A guy came in front of Rabbi Rachano, Amalei Mechizgani Vezev Shu Bechar. He came together with another aid, two aidim. So a person came together with another aid, and he says, I know that guy Reuven, I know he's a Bechar. Amalei Menoye Das, how do you know he's a Bechar? So he says, you know why? Dava Karli Avu, a Bukhra Zikla. He used to call him my Bechar Shaita, my son, the Bechar Shaita. So he called him a Bechar. So I don't know. Dilma Bukhra De'imahu. And it makes sense, Bukhra De'imahu. Why? The whole Bukhra De'imahu, Bukhra, some take out the word Nami, that's Mashma and the Rashbam. So the whole Bukhra De'imahu, Bukhra Zikla Karla. We actually call Bukhra De'imahu Bukhra Shaita. Why? Because we just went over the Yontav of Sukkos. It's only called a Das Shaita. What does it mean, a Das Shaita? It means the Hadas does not learn a Shtikla Gemara? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that it doesn't have the right Meshulash. It's called a Das Shaita. Because it's not a good Hadas. So a Bechar Shaita is a Bechar doesn't have all the quirks of a Bechar. He doesn't get Pishnayim. He's only a Bechar Deimek. So he's called a Bechar Shaita. He's called a Bechar Shaita. We actually have in Rashi and Chumash in one place that where Yaakovin tells Reuven, Bechar Shaita, And so what he means by that, it also could mean that, because we know that Reuven didn't land in Pishnai, went to the Yisrael, learned earlier in the parak. But like upon him, that's we, here, if I carry, called him B'char Shaita, could be the B'char the Ime. Zogti Gemara Vaita, who does the Kamei Rav Chanina? V'amolei Muchizgani B'zeh Shuhu B'char. Not a story where a person came from Rav Chanina, like, together with another aide. V'amolei Muchizgani B'zeh Shuhu B'char. We're Muchizgani that guy, Reuven is a Bechar. New story.
Yeah.
Pishtaim, of course. Pishtaim.
One aid is enough?
No, I said they came with another aid. They came with another aid. Smoke out. This aid came with another aid. Yeah. Two aid them. If you want to see it in the Rashbam, look at Rashbam right in the middle of the page, the middle of a line, like seven lines from the bottom. Muchsik ani b'day ve'aid achar imoy. That's the story over here. So all those came to Rabbi Chanina, omalei machzana b'zev shu b'char, omalei v'no yedat. How do you know that he's a b'char? Reuven is a b'char. Amalei, t'chav osu l'gabi avua, amalei, because when people go to this guy's father with a eye ache, or something wrong with the eyes, amalei, the father used to say, zilu l'gabi shichas b'ri, the b'chruhu, go to my son, shichas b'ri, his name is shichas b'ri, the b'chruhu, Shav Bri means my son, or shichas b'ri means, that's the whole name, but about k'panam, shichas, or shichas b'ri means shichas my son. But he says, go over to my son Shichas, the Bukhru, he's a Bukhar, Umasi Reika, and his spit, his saliva, will cure an eyeache. So Freik the Gemara, so how they know it was a Bukhar of the father, of the Bukhru di Mehu. So the Gemara, Gemiri, the Messiah is Bukhru the Abba Masi Reika, a Bukhar of a father, his saliva heals. Bukhru di Mehu, Masi Reika. The mother, a b'char of a mother, his saliva will not heal, and therefore, when they say Edus, that the father said, go to my son, the b'char, for this healing process, it must be, he means to say, it's b'char de aviv.